The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Friday, November the 18th. I'm going to take a look at an 8-race card at Dundalk this evening. Competitive stuff it is as ever. Plenty of decent handicaps. One or two intriguing maidens. My nap comes up in the 7 o'clock. So hopefully we should have plenty of fun tonight here at Ireland's only all-weather surface. On to the first race then, which is a competitive-looking 5-furlong sprint handicap. Quite a few of these coming here in good form. None more so than my good brother, who's won his last 3 starts here at Dundalk. Likely to be prominent again from stall number 8. I'm sure he'll give his supporters a fair run for their money. We've also got Dan's Gift in there as well, who's a bit of a tricky customer, albeit he's very talented at the same time. If he could just put in a decent finishing effort, which has sometimes been his Achilles heel, he's got a chance of taking one of these 5-furlong handicaps without question. But the two that I quite like are two horses that are dropping back down in trip. The first of them is Paddy Prendergast Go Kart, who ran disappointingly over 6 furlongs here last time out behind the English raider Dugan, but that was very much on the cards, as she's proven in the past that this is very much her course and distance. She's only ever been out of the frame once in 7 starts when she's encountered the minimum trip. And if you go back to that 3rd behind Primo Umo at the Curragh 2 starts ago, that would put Go Kart in with a tremendous chance here. She's also been dropped to a career low mark, and that she's drawn in stall 1 as well. And with Pat Smullen booked, I'd see no reason why Go Kart won't keep up her tremendous stats here at Dundalk. The other one to mention at a price as well is Geological. This one takes a little bit more explaining, but similar to my main selection Go Kart, has got some good course and distance form over 5 furlongs, most notably when finishing 3rd behind Chicklet back in February. Certainly comes in here in reasonably good order as well, off the back of a good run behind Issue Bay or Grey last week when cutting out most of the running until getting just a little bit tired inside the last furlong. A reproduction of that run, also from a low draw, would certainly give Damien English's charge a decent each-way chance at a big price. And my two against the field in the opener are Go Kart and Geological.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, and I have to say that this is probably one of the best mile handicaps I've seen competitive-wise for quite some time. Indeed, it was a bit of a head-scratcher for me this morning. Literally all my eye-catchers and my horses that have been running good numbers are all running against each other here. Here's Our Music, as we know. I tipped this horse last time out. He's in great form. Smullen's on board again. He's got a good low draw, and he's likely to take out the running and make sure this is a strongly run event. But he's up against several improvers, including Vale of Stars. She's very much going the right way and has clocked a couple of good times and managed to win from stall 14 last time out, which is an amazing effort from Anthony Mullins' filly. You've also got Miracle 99, who comes here via a very good time figure win here over 7 furlongs. And given his run style, he will also be suited by stepping up in trip. I've also got Split the Atom as well. This horse caught my eye last time out on its first run from David Marnane, finishing very well from the back of the field without being unduly punished. Now, the only problem with Split the Atom is up to now his best trip has been 7 furlongs, albeit he has tried a mile a few times. I've just got a feeling, like I say, I think he's probably better over tonight's trip. He took into the mix the likes of Reckless Lad, who's drawn nicely tonight and has got plenty of back class, and Yamato, who now runs over a trip which should it suit his run style rather than 7 furlongs last week. And as I said, we've got a real humdinger here. My selection out of those ones I mentioned would probably be Miracle 99. I like the way he won here last week, and albeit he's gone up £11 in the ratings, his time figure suggests he certainly should be good enough to hold his own in what looks an absolute cracking race there for race 2.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, which is a mile handicap. Not too many opinions here. I thought the front two in the market were definitely worthy of their position at the head of affairs. Knight's Templar, he's a very consistent type, even though he hasn't won for quite a while. He's run 2 reasonably solid races on his last 2 starts here at Dundalk, And I don't see any problems with the Mile Trip either. He's got Sean Davis to take a decent seven off, who obviously rode him last time out behind Shabba Emperor. And that reproduction of that run should see him go well. I'll probably just take a little bit of a chance here, however, on Cosmic Symbol, who's yet to win in 15 starts. But to be fair, has got some decent performances here at Dundalk, including a good run behind Paved with Gold here last time out, keeping on quite well down the centre of the track in the hands of tonight's pilot, Ross Coakley. Better drawn tonight, stall five rather than that double figure draw last time out. I'd just take a little bit of a chance with that one around about 6-1 this morning. So Cosmic Symbol is the each way choice there.
Race four.
Right then, on to the Nap and the Night, which comes up here in this sixth furlong maiden. Obviously one or two fancied horses in this race, but I've got a real sneaky feeling that they're going to have to go a little bit to beat this sharp defence from the Pat Shanahan stable, who made its debut in what I consider to be one of the best two-year-old maidens run on the grass towards the back end of the season. It was won by Cliffs of Maha from the Aidan O'Brien stable, a horse I think we're going to be hearing quite a bit of next season when the pattern races and the classics come up. And this horse ran really well to finish third behind Aidan O'Brien's charge on that occasion. Albeit got beat 10 lengths, he actually showed plenty of boot in that race after missing the break slightly to get himself into a decent track position. He kept on quite well enough to finish a never nearer third. And with the time figure of that race suggesting to me that they're all above average the first three or four home. In fact, they ran a much quicker sectional and overall time than a Sovereign Debt, Dandy Nichols' raider, then it's telling me that this form has got to be followed over a cliff. Nicely drawn tonight from a USA pedigree by First Defence. I'll be very, very surprised if Sharp Defence isn't good enough to go very close here. Obviously, there's got to be a good bit of confidence behind Duplication to see this horse trading around 2-1, 5-2 this morning, having been back from 4-1 overnight. That one's obviously got to be respected, but with experience under its belt, hopefully a good track position from a good break, I'd expect Sharp Defence to hopefully go close to landing the nap there in the 7 o'clock.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, which is a mile and a quarter handicap. The one I quite like here is Jagan Hagar from the Joseph O'Brien stable. A winner of three races in most recent times, including a victory at the Curragh two starts ago when staying on very strongly to beat a very competitive field. Didn't get the best of runs through from a bad draw the other day when going to Leopardstown, and that track unfortunately sometimes doesn't play to horses' strengths who like to finish off the pace. You definitely have to be handy there. His only run here at Dundalk suggested that he liked the surface. And as Andrew Mance told me on many occasions, he'll be purring over this selection. He's by Fastnet Rock, and according to Andy's stats, Fastnet Rocks have got a tremendous record on a poly track and a Tapeter surface. So obviously that's got to be a tick in the box as well. So Jagan Hagar is the choice in race number 5.
Race number 6.
Strange looking maiden in many respects. You've got quite a few horses changing stable, a few that have been running on the turf, and a few that have been running over hurdles as well, including obviously Calopsia from the Joseph O'Brien stable. Now, she was a bit of a fortunate winner down in Galway the last day when Letra de Cache was running all over her down at the last, but fortunately, Noel Mead's charge made a bad mistake at the last and rather let this mare in when she looked as though second was the best place she could finish. So therefore, I'll probably just pass her over in favour of Galexor, who's having its first run here for William McCreary, formerly with Davy Watchman. Hasn't run since August, but that run was an excellent one behind John Ox's Prince Charming down in Tremor, keeping on quite well from the back of the pack. With just normal improvement and a pedigree to suggest its surface should be fine, I'd expect Galexor to go very well in race 6.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate contest then, and the standout performer here for me is Rock On Rosie. Her form figures here at Dundalk read 2-2-1-2, and she upheld those stats with an excellent run here on the 9th of November behind New Direction, who was very well fancied and of course very well positioned in the hands of Kevin Menning, considering they didn't go particularly strongly on that occasion. It almost became a 3-furlong dash, and that definitely didn't suit Rock On Rosie, who's very much a mile and a half performer or would want a stronger gallop that she got on that occasion. Hopefully they're going much quicker here tonight with a bigger field, more competitive field to this race. And I'd expect Rock On Rosie to be finishing strongest and most down the middle of the track and hopefully to come home very strongly for us there and land some decent each-way bets in race number 7.
final race.
On to the final race then, and look no further than Joseph O'Brien's charge here in the shape of Walk the Line, who had three statutory runs to get a very low mark and almost exploited that mark of 61 by finishing an ever nearer third behind Shelby in a very competitive mile and a quarter handicap here 2 weeks ago, with just normal improvements. And considering he's by High Chaparral, a step up in trip should suit. Donegh O'Brien can hopefully get this horse into a decent track position from stall number 14 to be very competitive there in the final race. So Walk the Line, the each way choice in the finale. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do join us again for Sunday's action at Punchestown, where of course we've got a star-studded programme for you there. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.